This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
What happens when the person you've been opening up to online turns out to be part robot? Well, with AI tools like ChatGPT now helping people craft text, dating apps have entered a strange new era, one where charm, empathy, and even emotional connection can be computer-generated. So, if AI is now ghostwriting our love lives, what does that mean for authenticity and trust?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Hello, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Now, as much as we might be chatting to someone who generates all this politeness and what have you, don't you reckon you'd still notice it? You'd feel it? Would you feel that inauthenticity?
If I've never met them, though, I think that's hard. I'd certainly know if a friend, you know, this is really coming to light at the early stages of courtship, for example, on apps where, you know, they're getting AI to craft you an opening line and basically, you know, sort of seduce you into a first date. You're right, if your partner or a close friend started to seem like they were using phrases that were very unlike them, I would think they'd been either hacked or we're using AI. But this is seemingly the sort of at the start before you actually know them. And people are reporting, hang on, I've felt really close to this person and really charmed by them. And the guy or the woman who turned up is nothing like that.
You know, I mean, the thing is, we can laugh at it. I mean, but it could be serious too, because they could be quite manipulative. I mean, as ChatGPT or whichever AI tool is used starts to learn about people, you know, what their vulnerabilities are, etc. I mean, it could be quite dangerous, couldn't it?
People do that too, though.
True.
They know True. Your weak spots. Look, I think I wrote a book about online dating 9 or 10 years ago, and something that came up in the research on that is people reporting how meeting someone online, exchanging lots of text messages and emails gave them a really heightened sense of intimacy, right? They felt really close to this person really quickly. Then they met them in real life and there was no spark, no chemistry at all. And something that was sort of the analysis there was that when you can edit your response, when you can have some time to think about what you'll say, you've got a little more time to be funny and charming. You don't have that ability in person. AI is an extension of this, where if you feel you need to be funny to get some attention in the first couple of message exchanges, does AI give you that edge? But what's the point of the edge if the first date you can't sustain it?
That's true. Do you reckon people are turning to AI out of laziness, or is it more about loneliness, wanting to sound more interesting, though, or emotionally intelligent than they feel they are? And you're right, once you see them, I mean, the real person will be revealed. What do you reckon it is? Is it I can't be bothered thinking about it, quick, help me out?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different explanations for it. If you look at some people, they're online dating purely for the shopping side of it, right? They're not actually ever wanting to go on dates. They're just liking the swiping and they feel that's almost the recreation, you know, itself. So for those kind of people where they're not looking to meet a partner, let alone, you know, someone to settle down with, the idea of a AI helping you get hooks, right, kind of like fishing, think of it as using the super enhanced bait, right? The AI there can actually be quite helpful. I think, though, there are other people who are unlucky with meeting people in the sense that it's not come naturally to them. They're not with the funny opening lines. They don't think quickly on their feet. Don't have the so-called gift of the gab. This kind of gets them a foot in the door feeling, kind of like the argument of why people lie, generally men about height, women about weight online. Surely the person's going to realize when they meet you, you've lied. The thinking, when people explain why they do it, they think, well, if everyone's lying, I may as well too. And I just need to have that entry and then I can charm them of my own accord. But I just need to get over the, you know, get my foot in the door.
I heard a story this week, and it is a friend of a friend. I'm not, you know, how you say that, but I mean it, a friend of a friend, about someone who is chatting to someone online. And I saw some of the text and I thought, oh, this doesn't sound like a real human. You know, my gut feel just said it just sounds a bit weird. And conned this person into sending a mobile phone, brand new mobile phone, to a location that was a bus stop overseas. I mean, that to me in itself rings alarm bells, the fact that you're even sending a phone overseas to someone. But it made me sad too, because you cannot convince this person that it's fake and they're potentially about to purchase the airline ticket for whoever is on the other end. And it doesn't matter how much you say, oh my goodness, you know, this is, please don't. They're so in love with whoever is on the other end that it's hard to snap them out of it.
Yeah, there's a couple of sort of points to this, what you're talking about here. The first is the inability to write enough legislation that covers people's hope. And I remember maybe 5 or 6 years ago, the ACCC were looking into how do we regulate in this space as catfishing was becoming more common. And I wrote an article basically saying you'll never be able to advise people enough because this is an emotional response. And this was even before AI, where they feel all their Christmases have come at once. So there is nothing you could say or do that will convince them. I mean, I was a witness in an expert witness in a court case that was a catfishing case years ago. And this came up with how did this person give all this money to this person that they had never set eyes on? It felt real to them. And there's no, it's really easy as outsiders to say, because there's so many documentaries about this, how could you be so stupid? But it's an emotional thing. You feel like you're in love with this person. And that's where AI comes into it. It is very good at identifying what you want and giving you more of it.
So we've spoken, and you mentioned catfishing then, fake photos, profiles, etc. How is chat phishing, I think that's what we're calling it, different and potentially even more dangerous then?
So there's a combination. Chat phishing could be you or me or anyone else using AI to write our messages for us. So it's still a real person. We're just kind of, think of it as a really enhanced spell checker, right? In the sense we're using it to help us craft messages that we'd write, you know, that there's a flesh and blood person behind it. The other kind, though, is where they're using the AI to basically rort you. This is where they're the romance scammers, getting you to drop the mobile phone at the bus stop kind of thing, put money in bank accounts, help me out of a hospital, you know, bill, whatever it might be, where the AI is actually identifying what it is that you, is your vulnerabilities and can constantly message you. Then there is the third option, though, which is less about chat phishing and more about AI as a replacement relationship, where people are entering relationships with these AI bots, if you like, where it feels kind of real, but you know that it is AI. And that's obviously going to only work for people who don't need anything physical from their relationship, but rather the idea that they just quite like the communication with someone who can perform caring for you.
Lauren, I just
mimic it.
One more question. Dating apps were already, I suppose, exhausting for a lot of people. Do you think the arrival of AI will make users more cynical rather than actually making the conversations better? Or is it, again, depends who you're chatting to?
Yeah, unquestionably, they're already seeing a decline because of that sort of sea of not serious people, people who are mismatched in terms of what they want, liars, etc. This just adds another element of this is just too exhausting for a whole lot of people, and demoralising as well.
Match with a guy who quoted Breen Brown perfectly. Turns out he just copied ChatGPT. That was sent in. Dean in St Kilda says, I'm guilty, used AI to fix my grammar. It worked. And we're married now. Oh, that was quick. I suppose
They know, though, that you can't spell or use a comma properly?
That's the question.
When will that betrayal be revealed?
And this one, you're saying, maybe I should just date ChatGPT instead. That's from Tessa in Fitzroy.
Well, the new incarnation of it is going to have an enhanced erotic capacity that was announced 4 days ago by Sam Altman. So we're getting ever closer to being able to basically provide you the sexual services. And we know every time pornography gets involved, the technology gets very, very, very good very quickly. That's how we got images and video online because of porn.
Just one more final comment from John saying, hey, I met my husband over 15 years ago on a straight website. We chatted for a month or so and then met at my place and haven't been apart since. I feel sorry for people trying to find a partner now. That's from John in Seaford.
Yeah.
Things are different, aren't they, Lauren?
Although I do need more information about that story, but we'll just I've got a lot of questions, but we'll put that aside.
Lauren.
Yes, we'll just interrogate them.
We love chatting with you. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Warren.
Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarn from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.